Choosing out of the Osimo.
Okay. Right, good evening. Just a few different shilas. Might have to change the title, but just a few things we've been looking into. Shiloh HaKam, for some reason, has come up. It's been very popular in the past couple of weeks. I don't know why. Maybe we're just gearing up for this week's parasha. The Shiloh HaKam, Mitzvah Daraisa, and someone says that they went to the back garden and they saw a nest of little chicks, little eggs. By the way, the mitzvah applies whether the chicks are eggs or whether the chicks are already hatched, even if they're alive and kicking, the little babies, this also applies. And he goes into the back garden and he sees that there's a nest. Is there a mitzvah Daraisa of Shiloh HaKam to send away the mother? By the way, the mother is usually there by night time. Already could be after Shkia, and the daytime is usually the father. So by night time is usually the best time. So the question is there any inyan? You would have thought, Pasha, there is. But there's an interesting halacha. Oh, so shtetan halacha that we dash and ki koyle fenecha, and the Gemara speaks about it, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. It has to be like bypassing. You're walking down a I don't know, a field, even in the street somewhere, and you see in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim sort of style, you see somewhere in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that there's a nest. But really, if it's in your Rosh Hashanah, then the Chayyus shouldn't apply. And in Eretz Yisrael, people have these shaylas the whole time when they come on the balcony. They always it's a very popular place for the birds to try their luck until the Baldira finds some way of getting rid of them. But really, the main shaylas starts when they find, usually they find a nest on the balcony. What would you say to that? This is a shaylah of, is there a mitzvah or not? You would have thought maybe not. Oh, a very interesting tshuva, Chasam Sefer, about can you do Shiloh HaKam on Shabbos? Chasam Sefer speaks about this. He's got even a tzad that it might be tzod, because as Machlokes has shown him how you do it. It comes to the Rambam, you actually hold it and you throw it away, and you send it away. So the Ma'aseh says it's Stodom LeKam and LeKam, it could be it's okay. But over here, this is a fundamental shaila. Where does it have to be in order to make a mitzvah Shiloh HaKam? Can it be in your back garden, which is safe? Just imagine a £10 note fell in your back garden. What's that halacha? Is it yours or is it mine? So in the front garden, you have a very safe front garden. This is, I actually had the shaila once, where someone found a £20 note. He was walking past the front garden, and he sees a £20 note in the front garden, someone else's front garden. You're just walking past, you like to look around, and you see a £20 note in someone else's front garden. Can you go inside quickly? You do make sure there's no CCTVs, and you go and take the £20 note, and it's yours. Oh, is a chotzer shel adam koina loy? There's halacha, just like your hand is koina, you yourself are koina. Chatziroy is koina. Your chotzer is like your hand. You think you have two hands, but you've also got another hand. You've got a chotzer. Afilo shleimidate. Chatziri koina lish afilo shleimidate. However, there's a limitation that the chotzer has to be mishdam meres. It has to be a guarded enough chotzer, secure. Now, it doesn't have to be a proper lock. It just has to be that it's sort of, a lot of our front gardens would classify as a chotzer mishtameres, but don't forget you can have a lot of driveways I walk past a lot of times. That's not called chotzer mishtameres. Things can come in and come out. And whether you can keep the £20 note, if you find the £20 note in the chotzer, is totally if it's mishtameres or not. You have to look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he defines what's called mishtameres or not. But if it's generally, you've got a gate and you know, the person coming in feels a bit shtickle, uneasy when he comes in, that could already be chotzer mishtameres. So really, chotzer mishtameres is koina for you. So the question is, and kosh came your back garden, so the question is, does that rule out the Shiloh HaKam? Because if you got in the back garden, or even if for a front garden, but it's mishtameres, surely we should say chatzir shel adam koina loy, and as soon as the egg, as soon as the mother and the eggs are there, the chalitz yours, and then you can't be yeah, so. What would you say to that? Very good. So I've got a sefer here called Sefer Habai. It's a very interesting sefer. And the Mechaber was actually, we used to learn in the same place of Medrash in Eretz Yisrael and Rappaport, so Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok Lerner, a great Talmud Chacham. And he put a sefer together of all the halachas pertaining to a house. All random halachas negated to the house. But it's quite amazing to see how he's put it all together. All various different halachas, chimneys, all different things can come up in the house. And he says, he's got at the beginning, even before he starts, a whole shtickle on to prepare your house and your chotzer in order to fulfill the mitzvah Shiloh HaKam. And he brings from Reb David Jungreis and a few other Gedolei Ador, the Satmar Rebbe, and a few other Gedolei Ador of Eliashiv, who said that you should actually have in mind when you buy a house that in the event that a nest comes about, and you suddenly have a nest in your garden, your back garden, or your front garden, which is Mishtameres, or your balcony, then you have intention that you do not want to be kind of it. That's what Reb David Jungreis said. And he writes that Shachatzeri lo yikneli habeitzim shayonim yatilu bekan shebechatzeri. Veyisharu hefke, they should stay hefke in order that I should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Shluchei Kan. That's what he mentions over here. So a lot of people haven't had the zechus to make sure to do that. Usually people have the shayla after they say in the back garden I found it, and they didn't. The solicitor, when it came to completion, the solicitor didn't mention in one of the clauses to make sure to say what Reb David Jungreis recommended. So what would you say the halacha is?
Then it's too late. Yeah.
Then well, once it's there, it's yours. Once it belongs to you, if you only thought about it once it's there, then it belongs to you. And if it belongs to you, then you can't be mekayem the mitzvah. So, you know, my friend, it can't be mekayem the mitzvah. So, again, it's machlokes, because Reb Nissen Karelitz wants to suggest that because a person really doesn't want to acquire the nest, so because he wants to fulfill the mitzvah, so it's umdun das that a person doesn't want to be koneh bishlem a £20 note. So we say chaser shaladim koneh lishlem data, even if he doesn't know about it, because it's for his benefit. But when it's against his benefit, he won't be able to mekayem the mitzvah. So he wants to suggest that it could be it's okay. So you have a machlokes, and the funny thing is that someone actually knocked on my door and said that he's got someone near me. He said that he came back from Shabbos somewhere and he saw in his bedroom he's got a nest. There's a nest. He left the window, someone left the window open over Shabbos, and there's a nest with eggs in his bedroom. Now his wife went berserk, but besides for the fact he had the shayla, should he be mekayem in the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan in a case where he's got a nest in his bedroom, is there an inyan? If you go with this svara of Reb Nissen Karelitz, that the you don't say that it's koina chaser shaladim and koina leishlim without it doesn't apply in this case because it doesn't want it, then perhaps you should be able to be mekayem the mitzvah shlocha kan even if the nest came about in your bedroom, which is a big chiddush to say it, but the maestro, this is an interesting machlokes. Someone this week had the shayla that they found a nest. They wanted to mekayem the mitzvah shlocha kan and they were mekayem the mitzvah shlocha kan, and afterwards he thought to himself, I've done it. I've got a whole mishpacha. I've got loads of brothers and sisters. I've got uncles. They all want to be mekayem. I've got a very neat place where to do it. Showing the mother's going to come back. Can I do it again? So you're going to say that they've picked up already the chicks. By the way, when it comes to the eggs, if once you pick up eggs, the mother doesn't come back again. The mother doesn't hatch them. There's something they smell. They can smell the human touch. If they apparently have been told that if a human being has touched the eggs, when the mother comes back, they don't hatch the eggs anymore. So this wasn't negir to eggs, it was negir to the chicks. They had already hatched, and there's a mitzvah shlocha kan even though they hatched, and it came back. Yeah, so he took the banim. Now his shayla was, he's got a whole big mishpacha, he wants to fulfill the mitzvah shlocha kan again and again and again. He'll be mafkir the chicks again. And once he's been mafkir the chicks, then the mother will come back that evening. And the mother will come back in the evening again. Then he wants to make a business even. He wants to be able to charge his brother another £100 for it. Harichas Yomim. Who doesn't want to pay for Harichas Yomim? It's the first passing in the Torah of Mekayem Mitzvah of Shluch HaKan and get Harichas Yomim. So would you say that you could be mafkir and then do it again? Again, this is machlokes. The Brik Yosef has got one raya, others. The Maaseh, the poskim are happy to say that you can be mafkir. You should be mafkir b'fnei shloisha. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch negeir to Shabbos. If you're walking with a chamor, and most people won't be aware of such a halacha, that if you have a chamor, you're walking with a chamor, there's no issa. But if your chamor is carrying things for you, that's an issa of mechaba. You can't allow your animal to carry something for you, to do malacha for you. That's a separate halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch speaks about what happens if you have a chamor just before Shabbos, and he's carrying your whole load, you're in the midbar, what are you going to do? You can't take it all off for whatever reason. So the Shulchan Aruch, so Mishabur says, be mafkir the chamor, so it shouldn't be yours. There's an issa to make your chamor So Mishabura says, ideally you should do it b'fnei shloisha, or at least b'fnei one. So here's what the person want to say, that if you mafker it b'fnei shloisha, you go to three people after doing shloch again and say, I mafker these chicks, then you can fulfill the mitzvah. Again, Bikki Yasser was machmir, but there are many others in Shomekel. Exactly. I can be mafker. Now it's already back to... It's back to what it was before. I'm mafkir, it's no one's. And now, if I want to call my brother, I want to call my cousin, make a whole spiel out of it, the chayyah, there seems to be, there is an inyan, they bring for a Rav Moshe Feinstein, bring for a Rav Eliashiv. Quite a few places want to say that you can be mafkir it again and do it over and over again. They bring actually the Ochus Rabbeinu from the stipler did it, and then all the other brokum wanted to copy him, so he was mafkir. I think he did it also b'fnei shleisha, or at least b'fnei one. That's also interesting to one. Next shayla, let's just go one after the next. Over here, this week's parsha, besides for the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan, there's also a mitzvah of Makkah. Very interesting shayla. Actually, someone had this. Because we all know Rabbi Fal's got Shuvah Machzor Eliyahu to say that most of our banisters, that when you come to the landing upstairs, there is a mitzvah of Makkah. Why is the mitzvah of Makkah? Because you're upstairs, floor one, and imagine you wouldn't have the banister. Forget about the stairs. There's a separate drosha to say there's no mitzvah on the stairs. It's interesting. But when you come to the landing, and better someone can fall down, if not for the banister, that banister is acting for you as a mitzvah of Makkah. And because it's a mitzvah de Raisa, mitzvah of Makkah is 10 tefachim. So 10 tefachim, according to Rabbi Chaim Noah, is 80, because every centimeter, according to Rabbi Chaim Noah, is 8 centimeters. So times 10, 80. Chaz Nishashe is 9.6, which is 96 centimeters. You look around, most of our banisters, if you go into all their houses, are 85, 89. They're not more than 90, 91. If, with the carpet, without the carpet, you're not going to get more than that. And therefore, it's short, it falls short of about 10, berach, whatever, 6, 7, 8, 10 to Mekam the Chazanish. That's what the Tshuva al-Mechzal Eliyahu is ideally. Mishabur already tells you that when it comes to mitzvah deraisa, you should aim for the higher Shia. And therefore, there's big raid about it, people should try it. A lot of people don't like it. Aesthetically, it doesn't look right. What are you going to do? You're going to start putting it. Most of what we find, most of the normal building standards is usually up to 80, 85. Here, you're going to add another random 10 centimeters. It looks a bit strange. This person called me actually yesterday, and he had the shayla. He said he's very into his grace and medat of mitzvahs, and he's very into, he wants to actually raise the landing, he wants to raise the banister, and he wants to raise it, so you got to 1 meter, so he's mekayem this inyan, he's mekayem the chazanish. But his wife's not so keen on this, and he's actually renting. So very interesting, Shulchan Aruch says that the renter has to fulfill the mitzvah of Makkah, but there's a huge machlokas achrenim, if a person who's renting, is the mitzvah of Makkah a chiv deraisa, or it could be only the rabbonon. And therefore, many shittas hold, Pesachit Shuvah brings down many shittas, Knesset Gdola, and Agos Maimon, many shittas hold that the mitzvah of a soicha, to do Makkah, although it's on the soicha, but it's only mitzvah derabbanan. Therefore, Mishabur already tells you that you can take the smaller shay when it's the derabbanan. Yes, some hold it's deraisa, but because it's a machlokas, it makes it a lot easier. Therefore, in his case, it would be better. But ideally, in an ideal world, I've spoken to a few builders, Yiddish builders, and they try to cater for those which mention it. It's not easy to get a 1 meter when you're at the landing. But if you think about it, creative ways that can usually get around it. By the way, you have to remember the ikar tachlis of Makkah is to make sure that people don't get hurt in your house. And therefore, when anyone goes to the A&E, you'll see straight away that they're promoting this nekuda about the battery buttons. You have to think about all the practical things which can cause a lot of damage in the house. All the different things. It could be even a slipper. Sometimes you have this rubber slipper on one of the stairs. Someone falls. All these small things. Rabbi Victor Miller is very into this. You have to make sure that this is part of the mitzvah of Makkah, the Rambam's. I suppose the Rambam's also into this. All these sorts of things to make sure there's no one's going to slip up in your house. Next, Nakuda is, just to mention, just to interesting, our interest is mumish random, but we say, the minig is to say, that David, when it comes to Elul, we say Bashachris and Mariv, and Nusach Sfad we say Bashachris and Mincha, and everyone sometimes thinks about if you go to the other shul, what do you do? That's also a shayla. But the shayla is when it comes to Shachris and you've said Kaddish after, let's say Nusach Ashkenaz, you say Oleinu first and then you say Kaddish. Then you say Shir Shel Yoyim. After Shir Shel Yoyim, you say Ledov Dasham Eir V'Yishi. Do you say Kaddish as well? You have an Ovel, which a person who's Ovel, he's got strong feelings about it and he wants to say Kaddish. And the shayla is, do we let the oval say Kaddish as well as after Aleinu, but also in between Shish Eliyim and the David, as well as also after the David? Don't forget, he's going to pipe up also after the David. So he's got his Kaddish after Aleinu, he's got his Kaddish after the David, but can he start being mafzik and making causing a rash in between Shish Eliyim and the David? What have you seen in Noyaka? Very good. Very good. I just thought I mentioned, it's interesting that the Matthew Fahim, it means they go straight into the David.
They say after Shish Eliyim Kaddish, then they do the David, Kaveh.
Very good. So the Kaddish again, every time Kaddish?
No,
after the David. So very good. So they say, after. So you say, although he says.
After the David,
they say
Kaddish, and then Kaddish. Kaddish
there.
Yeah? You can see, I think it depends. I think every time you daven will be different. Notice it now that we're mentioning it now. Think about it. You'll see every time it's very, very, it differs. And you'll see the Matthew Fryer mentions Dafka to say Kaddish, and he says a very interesting reason. He says, in order that you shouldn't think that Ladov Lashem Oiri is a Sheish Eliyon. Modernist Svara. You shouldn't think that you should. But Baruch Hanav Shitaka, don't say, well, even that, yesh v'yesh. But it's very interesting as far as I saw Reb Henkin, Shitaka says that the minig is, he don't say Kaddish in between. I know, I've spoken to 2-3 Rabbonim in the past couple of years, who said that their Kehila, but it comes to Aleinu, they're ready, there's hardly anyone there, and they're itching to get out, and I'm putting another Kaddish there, is Mamash Sabah L'chaim. So he wants to know, is there an Indian, is there any heta to be mekel? So there are achronim want to be medak. The siddur Shulchan Aruch Rav is mash lekel that you don't say you're not mafsik with the kaddish. So again, usually we would follow the Matthew Fahim. What's right?
After the kaddish yosem, but after the David.
What happens before? That's the shaila. Before the David. Between Shish Eliyim and Ladov, that's the Shaila. You know, for some people, it's the most sensitive Shaila of the day, because, you know, another Kaddish. The Rambam says, Kashem Shemamayatin Bebrochus, Kach Mamayatin Bekaddishim. That's the famous Maisel of the. Because Svaradim always say Kaddish for everything. So the literature always telling a Svaradisha. They say, what's the story? Every time you say a halacha, then you say Kaddish Katuba Rambam, Kashem Shemamayatin Bebrochus, Kach Mamayatin Bekaddishim. Bekadishim. Mi katava ze? A Rambam? It kadavi, it kadash, mi rava. Yeah, because that's already a Rambam. So the Rambam said that.
So,
they say after Tachnun? Yeah? Ladov. Very interesting. You see, when Menhogim is very, 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 it's eye-opening. Let me throw in one other. I tell you what, I wanted to share with you a very geshmaka shayla in Bosses. We're not going to have time for it. I'll share with you a maisa, which I'm sorry, Ravikda, I mentioned before, and I'm sure you remember it through and through, but such a beautiful story. It's not a story you'll find in a random story. I'm sorry, Ravikda, you know what I'm talking about. There's also another posik in the Torah this week that you shouldn't plow with a shoya and a chamori, two different types of animals, yachtov, which Chazal say also if a person is in a wagon and you've got a cart, being pulled by two animals, random animals, then there's an issa of kilayim. Kilayim, we know, is kilayim either in clothing or in other, but there's also kilayim in going in a cart which is pulled by two different animals. A modcha, the back of the Gemara in Erevin, you'll find a story which the modcha brings down the story about two brothers called Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, which were both, there were four of those in the Mishpacha. Rashbam, he wanted to get a taxi. So you call a taxi in those days, you get the wagon outside. But he never raised his eyes because he was shafal inayim hoya. He always looked down, like chazal for it. Verotzo la'alos bekoren, and he wanted to go onto a wagon. Asha sus u'pered moishchin boy, where sus u'pered, two different types of animals, are moishchin boy, are pulling the koren. For lehirgish, and he didn't notice because he was, he never looked up. Israchesh le'nisa, a nes happened. Nizdamin ochi Rabbeinu Tam shom. Rabbeinu Tam tapped him on the shoulder. A brother. Omale al tehi tzadik harbish. Shlomo HaMelech says, don't be such a tzadik. So mori meinecho. Raise your eyes. V'hinei susu pered likrosecho. You see, you could fall into a issa deraisa of kilayim. So there's a beautiful Reb Chaim Kaufman, he says, already state lahir. It's not awesome. Many sforim say that leshitosom. Chazal say that ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mei v'takola. Hashem doesn't bring a takola to tzadikim. So Rabbeinu Tam, famously in Gittin, Rabbeinu Tam Frek, what do you mean? We find that some tzaddikim fell in, Rabbi Shmuel, all different things that tzaddikim did fall. So Rabbeinu Tam held that it's limited, that haftocha is limited to midida achila, only things which are to do with what you're going to eat. That's what Chazal talking about from the Chamoy, because when you are a kosher came from there, things which go into your mouth, then Hashem guards a tzaddik. But regarding all other Yisroim, you haven't got this Avtocha. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam was the one that reminded Rashbam, because Rashbam's shitta in Baba Basra, Kuf Mevov or something, that Rashbam's shitta is that applies everywhere. So Rashbam had this Hanoga to keep his eyes down, so he was safe. He knew that Hashem's going to look after him. Who saved him? The Rabbeinu Tam. He himself held that doesn't apply to every other Indian, only to Mizrahili. He was the one that reminded the Rashbam, the Rishitosim, Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam.
Where's the most
stuff? The end of Irvin.
Shkaya.